For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
At a rally Friday in Columbus, Ohio, President Donald Trump threw his support behind Republicans running for office in November's midterms. He pointed out Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown's opposition to Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court.
He's probably going to vote no. Somebody said he already announced he's voting no on Judge Kavanaugh, who's phenomenal. Sherrod Brown voted for the liberal Obama judges who want to take away your Second Amendment.
Mr. Trump also tweeted on Friday that he's instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not to travel to North Korea, a trip which had been announced the day before. The president said that the North Koreans had not made sufficient progress with denuclearization. The family of Senator John McCain says the senator has chosen to discontinue medical treatment for his brain cancer. Fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake tells KNXV in Phoenix.
Obviously, all of us are praying and thinking about the family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Speaking to the Republican National Lawyers Association, Vice President Mike Pence said Democrats are pulling on all the stops to defeat Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court.
Senate Democrats have no intention of giving this good man and this brilliant jurist the consideration and the support that he deserves.
Pence's comments Friday came as all 10 Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee called for a delay in Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings. Hurricane Lane continues its slow march north toward the Hawaiian Islands, bringing gusty winds and heavy rain that's already saturated parts of the Big Island. Meanwhile, a raging wildfire is causing problems in Maui. This week's devastating floods in Madison, Wisconsin, and the potential for more rain this weekend underscores the vulnerability that record rainfall may pose on a popular strip of land that rests between Lake Mendota and Lake Monona. Mayor Paul Soglin.
The worst-case scenario would be massive flooding in the isthmus that requires more than 1,700 households being evacuated.
One man died in the flooding. People were trapped in homes and stores. Hundreds of cars were totaled by the floodwaters. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Democratic Senator Bob Casey Friday called on Congress for the passage of the Speak Up to Protect Every Abused Kid Act. The legislation would strengthen standards related to mandatory reporting of child abuse and make it clear that suspected child abuse or neglect must be reported directly to the appropriate state authorities.
So to say that I'm angry about this and outraged about it is an understatement. We should all be angry. You don't have to be a Catholic. You don't even have to be an American. Just as a human being, we should be angry.
Pope Francis is in Ireland this weekend, where he'll be greeted by the Irish president and meet with victims of clerical sexual abuse. He'll also visit a homeless shelter before presiding at the World Meeting of Families on Sunday. Election officials in a Georgia county have scrapped a widely condemned proposal. USA's Chris Barnes takes a look.
It would have eliminated most of the polling places in a majority black county in Georgia. The elections board, though, saying it's voted against the plan to close 7 of 9 voting locations in that rural county. Officials say an independent consultant had earlier recommended the consolidation as a way to save money, and that the consultant has since been fired. That firm had claimed during public meetings the 7 polling places slated for closure should be closed because they don't comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Residents of Western Massachusetts streamed into the state's first casino hotel Friday, MGM's 28th casino resort. The $960 million property is expected to bring in an additional $100 million a year in tax revenue. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.